Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
As a country, we have never been more divided in person, but online, things couldn't be more different. Now, when I was thinking about what I wanted to do for my 6 a.m. e-buzz, I thought, why not just talk about the three things that have dominated what I think most people in Gen Z millennials are seeing on their TikTok For You page right now. Admittedly, in writing this up, I felt a little bit like I was descending into psychosis because some of the stuff is so unhinged, but if it makes me laugh, I feel the need to share it with y'all. So the first thing that has been going wildly viral on social media is this guy named Not the Kombucha Man. Again, psychosis. He's been doing these ongoing parodies of Hugh Jackman singing. And at first I was like, what is this? And then when I compared the two voices, I'm like, oh my God, he sounds exactly like Hugh Jackman. So here is Not the Kombucha Man as Hugh Jackman.
I'm so ATL, I'm so ATL, I'm so John Bell John, and I'm like, I'm so JBJ. It's me, Hugh, I'm 24601, and Brad.
Okay, turn it down, because the Gen Xers are freaking out.
I don't get it.
I feel like I almost need to have Rebecca in here to be like, I swear,
bring
like,
her this on
is, Rebecca, please back me up on this. This is everywhere. But
I'm feeling old.
When you hear Hugh Jackman, you'll get it.
Here is Hugh Jackman singing in Les Miserables.
Him home. Bring him home.
Rebecca, please, I'm swimming here on my own.
Unfortunately, this is the funniest thing that's ever hit TikTok.
This is what? The funniest thing that's ever hit TikTok right now.
This is all me and my sisters do to each other. I will FaceTime my sister and I'll just say, for a loaf of bread.
We're all cosplaying as Hugh Jackman, so when people start breaking out into spontaneous vocal fry, you need to understand that this is where it is stemming okay. from.
Gotcha.
I actually love when you guys do segments like this to bring me in on it, because I have not been spending enough time on TikTok.
Good, because the 1,000-yard stare I just got, I'm like, oh my God, I need somebody else to. I feel like I'm swimming here alone. I'm like,
I'm not spending time on it, so please do it for us.
Rebecca, are you also on the Lorax side of TikTok with Ashby?
The girl who goes live as the Lorax and says many things.
Okay, so this user who has been doing some kind of like act ongoing where she'll dress up like Pitbull, she'll dress up like other people, but now the one thing that has been going crazy viral. I mean, like, her likes to views ratio is insane. She'll have like 5 million views and 4.4 million likes. This is how viral this woman is getting. She will go live dressed as the Dr. Seuss character, the Lorax. So she's in an all orange suit with the big pregnant belly, the long orange feet, the yellow eyebrows and the mustache. And she will say unhinged commentary like this.
Drag is not a crime. I drag people all the time. I'm joking. Hey, ladies. What do we and trees have in common? We're both hard. This is how all the greats start out. Starting Monday, all squirrels will be relocated. All pigeons, executed. I speak for the trees. They said your mom's a b-. I'm joking. Send me money. I'm joking.
Is this a visual?
Maybe it is, because when I'm picturing this woman dressed as a Lorax and I'm like sitting on the floor crying because it's so funny. This is one of those things where I'm like, God, I wish radio had TVs attached to it.
Yeah, it's called a TV.
Yeah, I know. That'd be great. Okay, let me pivot to the thing that is actually taking TikTok by storm. I wish people felt that. I'm glad Rebecca is here to remind me that I'm not crazy, that this is what everyone else is talking about. It's not just me.
No, there is a sincere generational gap in this video, for sure.
Okay, but
But go ahead if that's what's happening.
This is also the one thing that people are going crazy over on TikTok. It's a woman named Kendra Hilty. Are you also on the side of TikTok, Rebecca?
Is this the Hamilton girl?
No, this is the woman that has been going viral for a 30...
psychiatrist girl.
This is the woman that has been going viral for her 34-part video series. I was in love with my psychiatrist and he kept me anyway. Now, when I first saw this, I'm like, this is an unhinged woman, which is pretty much what everybody else was feeling when they were watching it. She basically said that over the course of 4 years of therapy, she felt that she was developing developing romantic feelings for her psychiatrist and felt that he was reciprocating those feelings and then also manipulating their dynamic to where she felt like he failed to set boundaries. This is pretty wild. She claims that the therapist displayed a mix of warmth and coldness, would comment on her tortoiseshell glasses, so then she would start wearing the tortoiseshell glasses to make him fall more in love with her. And I think the most insane thing that came out of the series was that she got in a car accident, and they were like, hey, you need to go to the ER because you might have internal bleeding. And she was like, well, I have a psychiatrist appointment. And then she went to her psychiatrist appointment, and then when she told him about the car wreck, she was mad at him that he didn't tell her to go to the ER. Like, she herself is clearly having such a mental health crisis, and a lot of people feel like this is a cry for help, but a lot of people are making fun of her. And so there's this psychiatrist on social media, on TikTok. His name is actually Austin Kalo Music. Again, I feel like I'm descending into psychosis because I swear his profile says he's a therapist, but he does music on TikTok. And he's like, hey, I've got to jump on here to let you guys know that this is probably a woman who doesn't need to be made fun of on the internet. She truly needs help from a therapist who she's not in love with.
Keep in mind, this is a real person. You know, this is a human being. This isn't some random character in this thing, you know, the show you're watching. This is a real person. And social media tends to dunk on people as if they're objects instead of humanizing what they're going through. You know, I saw it with the Coldplay CEO thing. It's like, yeah, sure, he did something crappy, but you guys are not a part of that at all. And in her case, yeah, sure, she's has some delusion. She could have some delusion of grandeur and all these different traits, but this didn't happen to you. So you're ultimately dunking on somebody who's trying to get mental health help.
Mm-hmm. It's also brought up a lot of commentary about the concerns of AI playing therapist, because then she talked about how she talked to her therapist, Henry, aka ChatGPT. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people feel like this is going to start a new term called AI psychosis, where a scenario where people who are emotionally vulnerable, they're going to latch onto these AI responses, which are designed to encourage you to feel certain ways. And they basically just echo your own sentiments where you're looking for validation. So it's pretty scary stuff happening out there.
Hey, The Bird Show.
So Tommy had to call 911 a couple of times this weekend. What happened? And then we'll get into the entertainment bus.
So I was being a good citizen, and I was just minding my own business, towing my travel trailer down the road with my new truck. And in front of me, I'm in the far right lane. In front of me on the left is a truck way up ahead. And then all of a sudden, like a bat out of you know where, this white jacked up truck. I mean, when I say jacked up, it was like Bigfoot jacked up, like the monster truck.
Mm-hmm.
And in the front, it was like jacked up even more. So it looked like it was going up a ramp going down the highway.
Okay.
And it goes I'm going 70. So this truck had to be going 90. So it catches up to the line of cars in the left lane, and there's a truck in front of it, and it wasn't waiting for the truck. And I could tell, I was like, is this truck going to move or not? And the truck didn't budge. Matter of fact, the truck kind of tapped its brakes to let them know, hey, I ain't moving. And so the white truck goes to the left where the retaining wall is, where there is no lane. It made its own lane and floors it and starts going by the truck. And then it cuts back in and hits the truck.
Oh.
It cut back in too early. And they go all squirrely all over the highway. Lanes, like four lanes of highway, going back and forth. Thank God I was back far enough to where I could react and slow down.
So they're like road raging each other?
Yeah. Well, no, this one, the white truck was in the wrong.
Okay.
All the way. So they hit and they get all squirrely, and then they didn't wreck. The white one takes off. And when I say take off, it was out of my view in 5 seconds. It was gone.
So you're calling 911.
I called 911. Being the nice citizen that I am and concerned about the safety of others, I was like, this fool's going to kill somebody. And so I called and got passed into the trooper, and they said they were going to track him down. But I tell you what, I was on the way to Bucky's. And
of course.
And he looked like I was going to go. I was headed to Leeds, Alabama, to charge at Bucky's. And I was like, this guy looks like a Bucky's customer. And I scoped that. Every jacked up truck that came through there, I was looking.
Yeah.
But there was one white one, but it was not.
Okay. The way you are telling this story with your accent, it sounds like every monster truck driver I have ever heard in a press conference.
And then I had to call 911 again on a swervy box truck.
What?
It almost took out a row of 18-wheelers. And then I'm on the phone with the trooper, and I'm telling them what's going on. And the guy starts running me. I'm like, hey, idiot. And I'm calling a guy an idiot, and I'm talking to the trooper.
Did you get to go into Buc-ee's? I mean, that's really...
Yes.
Of course.
I calmed my nerves with a nice Buc-ee's chocolate pie cup.
It's the Bird Show's entertainment bus.
Liam Neeson is quite literally all of us. When he is asked the question, what is a labubu? This is so funny to see 73-year-old Liam Neeson respond to this Gen Z phenomenon. I feel like labubus are pretty much big amongst like people in their 20s, maybe teens. And they're basically like these little furry... not statues. They're kind of like little stuffed animals that you can clip onto your bags. Mm-hmm. I feel like they got really, really popular when people like Kim Kardashian attached them to their, $10,000 Hermes bags. Crazy. I feel like it's insane. And so now on the resale market, they can go for a lot of money if you can get an original labubu, which will sell retail-wise, I think, for $20. But during an interview, he was asked... What is a labubu? Can you describe it? And here's what he said.
James, you know what this is?
I have no clue. No. Seriously, I don't know.
That is a labubu.
Okay.
The music.
It's a fluffy doll. Can you eat it?
He's like, what's the appeal? They're going for $1,000 on the resale market. Like, is there solid gold in them? But it sounds honestly like a clip from Taken that I feel like maybe the next Taken movie will be about somebody taking a lot of labubus and then Liam Neeson will have to go in and save them all from some evil master.
Which is exactly what happened this weekend in LA.
Exactly. So there's a story that's coming out that a bunch of thieves in Los Angeles targeted a store that had $7,000 worth of labubus, and they rolled up in their Toyota Tacoma, got all $7,000 worth of those labubus, sped off, and now investigators are trying to figure out who did this so they can rescue these labubus that are currently being held hostage.
There's all sorts of security camera footage, and they are covered head to toe. You can't even see eyeballs, man. So I think they got away with it.
It sounds a little bit less like Taken and more like Ocean's 11.
Yeah.
But instead of whatever Ocean's 8 or Ocean's 9, whatever number they're on, it's just Ocean's labubu. Okay, BuzzFeed just put out this crazy article that exposes just how expensive it is to be a celebrity. Now, I feel like we've talked about this before where I think it was Taraji P. Henson who came out and said, you know, you see these actors getting paid these massive paychecks, like $10 million to do a movie or $100,000 per episode for a TV show. And you think, wow, they must be absolutely loaded. But BuzzFeed has actually compiled a list of all of the quotes from celebrities where they've revealed just how expensive it is. So sure, they're getting paid $10 million or whatever, but there's so many secret fees, quote unquote. They quoted Sydney Sweeney, who told The Hollywood Reporter that like, sure, if I wanted to take some time off, that'd be fine. But if I wanted to have a kid, 6 months wouldn't work because I have to pay my lawyer 5%, my agents 10%, 3% to my business manager. Margot Robbie said that when she was in Suicide Squad, she said that came with a lot of need for personal security because she said there's all this stuff that you learn along the way when you get these death threats. It's smart to have a security team to do a background check on whoever sent them to see if there's a past history of violence because you'll need to know whether or not you need security to go to certain events. And every time you do a background check, it's going to cost you $2,000. So take that into consideration when you're getting yourself into this industry.
This is close to the 10 millionth time I've said this on The Burt Show. I don't know why anybody would sign up for this level of celebrity. Imagine this is your life, man. You can't even go outside. Head's always on a swivel. You have to hire security. Every time you leave the house, it's $2,000. For what?
I mean, to be Margot Robbie, and if directing or producing or acting is your dream, like this is just the cost of entry. Yeah. And I think what she's saying here is not that like, oh, woe is me, wham, wham, Margot Robbie, I have to pay $2,000 for this background check. She's more saying like, know what you're getting into before you sign up for this.
Because I feel like for the Margot Robbies, you're not getting into it for the fame or the celebrity.
Yeah.
You're getting into it for the acting because that's your passion. So you're just, you know, you have to decide like, do I pursue my passion or do I just... go a completely different route.
I wonder if there are actors, and sometimes I wish we did do the show in LA so we could get answers for this, but I wonder if there are some actors that just get to that level, right? Just where they might be knocking on the door of superstardom with this next role that they've just been offered and have said to themselves, you know what? I'm just going to stay in the independent world, and I'm not doing it because I lose everything in my life, my personal life, if I take that extra step.
I feel like there's a sweet spot because we were talking about the list of actors or actresses that have been in the most films or like the highest paid or whatever. Mm-hmm. And like Steve Buscemi, what's his name?
Buscemi.
Is like on that list. And what do you see him in? Just like movies like Grown Ups 2 or whatever, probably getting a decent paycheck because it has a reasonably big budget. But then like at the end of the day, like you're still Steve Buscemi.
Right.
I mean, no one's going after Steve Buscemi. I don't think.
They better not. He's a national treasure.
If you haven't watched Boardwalk Empire, you need to.
Oh, so good.
You're on The Bert Show.
Tommy, I want to let you know you are having worldwide impact.
What do you mean?
Worldwide impact. And the fact that you haven't gotten an endorsement from Buc-ee's yet.
I'll tell you what.
Is ridiculous.
I would be the perfect ambassador for Buc-ee's.
Tommy, do you think you can do something in 30 seconds?
Yeah.
Can you describe people your love of Buc-ee's in 30 seconds and the length that you go to get to Buc-ee's?
Okay.
And explain for those outside of the country, because this is where I'm going with this, what Buc-ee's is in 30 seconds, Tommy.
Yeah, Buc-ee's is a gas station convenience store on steroids. I mean, on the strongest steroids. You can buy all kinds of things at Buc-ee's. Food, beverages, knickknacks, T-shirts, all that kind of stuff. And they have like 80 gas pumps. And if you're a person like me that drives an electric vehicle, you could charge a car too. As a matter of fact, in Leeds, Alabama, they have three different choices of chargers where I charge. I stopped at Buc-ee's on the way to Alabama and coming out of Alabama on the weekend. I bookended Buc-ee's this weekend.
This guy bookended Buc-ee's. This guy will drive 55 miles.
Uh-huh.
46.
46 miles just to go to Buc-ee's.
Just for the brisket. And I'll tell you, I tried yesterday for the first time the Carolina barbecue. And being from North Carolina, I'm very picky. And I would say Buc-ee's, you get an A on the Carolina.
Well
barbecue.
Established how much you love Buc-ee's, right? I would say that we have given them over $100,000 in commercials, just the way that you're endorsing.
Easily.
Here's where it's hitting worldwide. So these are international listeners that have commented
no way.
The Bert Show's page. Katrina Fichette is from Canada. Is it just me or does any other non-American listener now have a bucket list of places they want to visit where that have never been on their radar before? Like places in and around Atlanta that they have talked about, like the Beltline and Buc-ee's.
Yep. You can't spell bucket list without Buc-ee's.
Catherine Bagley, Australia. My family and I are on an epic 5-week holiday across America from Australia, and we absolutely had to head to Buc-ee's based solely on Tommy's recommendation. The brisket didn't disappoint. And Tommy is definitely right about them having the cleanest toilets you'll find on a road trip.
Oh, and it's only, August? What's today's date? The 11th? It's only August 11th. They already have Halloween stuff out. They have glow-in-the-dark shirts. And let me tell you, I said to Renee over the weekend, they have these tumblers, these 40-ounce, and they glow in the dark. Let me tell you, these things are like going back in time to California and digging gold. Because if you went in a Buc-ee's and you bought up all those things, they were going on eBay last year like hotcakes for way more than they cost. And I said to Renee, I know we don't have kids, but we could put them through college if we bought a bunch of these glow-in-the-dark mugs.
So Katie Anarumo, she says, I'm American, but me, I'm from New York. And when I went to Atlanta last week, I had a bucket list of places to go, like Zaxby's and Buc-ee's.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
If you've ever had tickets to a show and it was canceled because of an artist, this is really going to make your heart smile because Jeezy was not going to let a concert get canceled on his behalf. So he actually had a show in Baltimore on Friday, August 1st. But the problem was he had just performed in Atlanta and his flight up to Baltimore/DC had been canceled. And his team, for whatever reason, despite the fact that Atlanta Hartsfield-Jackson Airport is the busiest airport in the country, they couldn't find him another flight. So they arranged for him to have another car to pick him up to drive him to Baltimore. But then 2 hours into the drive, this is like worst case scenario, There's another problem. They end up hitting an object in the road. It punctured their gas tank and the fuel was like leaking everywhere. So he's like, I've got to get to this show in Baltimore. I got to do whatever it takes. So then at that point, he's in South Carolina. He's 10 hours away. And he's like, you know what? I'm going to call an Uber.
This guy.
To the rental car place.
This guy.
So he's in the Uber on the way to the rental car joint. You know, maybe it's Hertz or whatever. And he tells the driver, his name is Tanner. He's like, yeah, I really need to get up to Baltimore. Just out of curiosity, if I was going to pay you to drive me there, how much would it cost? We don't know what the cost is. All we know is that Tanner drove him up to Baltimore and he thanked him publicly when he was on stage at his show and said, this is the Uber driver who got me here tonight. So tell Tanner thank you because otherwise we wouldn't be here. And Tanner, of course, called it a quote unquote great night.
It's crazy, huh?
That is so bananas that he just like paid the dude at the working at the rental car place to drive him.
So I got a chance to meet him at the airport. When he was one of the ambassadors also. So we did our photo shoots and had our pictures. Up. The most down-to-earth, nicest guy you'll ever meet in your life.
Really?
Oh, my God. I mean, this proves it right here. This is a work ethic right here. And also, this happened at our radio station also. There was a DJ here like 25 years ago. I think her name was Susie Tavares, maybe. She was at a trip in New York City. And I don't know the reason why she couldn't get a flight out of New York to get to Atlanta to get to her shift. She took a train from New York City to Atlanta so she could be here in Atlanta for her shift.
I wasn't even aware that we had a train station other than MARTA, which goes like four places. So I wasn't even thinking New York.
Not by Atlantic Station.
Okay, very cool. Okay, I do have a confession to make that I feel like I have to be upfront and honest about because we've been talking about one specific person, one specific celebrity the last couple of days in previous BERT shows. And I've been a little bit of a hater, which I'm starting to feel a little bit like Bert with your internalized Adam Sandler phobia, despite the fact that you've seen all 29 of his films.
I love him.
I watched two of them this weekend.
Okay, all right.
So when I'm getting ready to go out, like I have to have something in front of me. Otherwise, my ADHD, like I can't handle it. Like I need to be doing like four things at one time. And I forgot that Grown Ups is the funniest movie of all time. Grown Ups 1, I think might be the funniest movie I've ever seen.
Is that the one where the line, I'm going to get chocolate wasted comes from?
Yes! It's like every 5 seconds, there's an absolute banger. And I didn't realize there was a sequel, Grown Ups 2, I had never seen before, despite the fact that I think I've seen Grown Ups probably 15 times. I haven't made it through it yet, but it made me giggle. It made me chuckle.
It made me giggle. Okay.
It made me giggle.
I am giving you that gaze that people your age are so annoyed by.
I know. I was specifically not making eye contact with you because I'm like, why is he staring at me like that?
And doing that blinky thing like, are you out of your mind? You said Grown Ups 1 was a great movie?
I think Grown Ups 1 might be the funniest movie I've ever seen.
Oh my, Abby, you're just saying that for shock value.
No, I genuinely cannot remember the last time I turned on a film and actually laughed out loud. And I was like, oh my God, this is why I bought four movie tickets to see it in middle school when it came out in 2008.
You were in middle school. It made sense.
And it was funny again when I watched it at the age of 28. 20 years later, I'm like, wow, this still hits every single time.
Yes, the first one's not that bad.
Okay.
Now, the second one, that was a total cash grab.
It's terrible.
There was no need for that. But the first one's decent.
Okay, decent and not bad are very different than one of the funniest movies I've ever seen. I think it's one of the funniest movies ever.
Is there a funnier Adam Sandler movie? Like, is there one that tops Grown Ups, or do you just watch him because you like Adam Sandler?
I think that there are many much better Adam Sandler movies. I would love to endorse a couple of them here. His most popular, Happy Gilmore 1, Big Daddy,
Billy Madison,
all great, all funny.
Okay, maybe I'll watch one and report.
Okay.
This is The Bert Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
I had no idea so many people had such deep-rooted hatred for Jimmy Fallon because a lot of people are coming out and saying that this has sealed the deal for them when it comes to Jimmy Fallon and his most recent guest, who was very controversial. So basically, Jimmy Fallon recently invited Fox News host Greg Gutfeld onto The Tonight Show, which has gotten a ton of pushback for obvious political reasons. People have been arguing that giving him a platform with his polarizing
with his polarizing views is really not exactly what Jimmy Fallon should be doing, because a lot of people don't agree with Greg Gutfeld's views, but also they believe that politics should stay out of entertainment. So a lot of people are seeing this just as a ratings grab, because Greg Gutfeld gets 3.3 million viewers a night compared to Jimmy Fallon, who only gets about 1.2 million in the same quarter.
Yeah, just on the business end of this, let's talk about this for just 1 second, because I think when you're doing a show like this, or any show at all, you try to find out where the hole is and you try to fill that hole, right? So now you've got a whole bunch of late night guys that are doing politics. Jimmy Fallon was very smart to take the lane that, look, if you don't want any politics at all, come to me, right? So in some kind of way, he betrayed his audience last night. And the fact that he picked a side and we're in such a politically, separated environment now?
It's divisive right now.
It's totally divisive that he looked at those numbers and he said, I'd rather take the hit and get people watching the show and the street talk than what it is going to do to the show long term.
Why was Greg on the show? What was he promoting?
Basically, just talking. They didn't talk about politics, period. So I think it was definitely kind of like, I see it as two influencers doing sort of like a crossover episode. And he has the bigger audience. I mean, 3.3 million, those don't lie. But I do think it's an interesting move, all things considered, especially with what happened with Stephen Colbert, because he was very outspoken about the about Paramount Plus, like what purchasing CBS, and it somehow is tied into President Trump. And he was very outspoken about how he felt like that wasn't the right move. And then lo and behold, Stephen Colbert is canceled. Whereas then you see Jimmy Fallon having this conservative talk show host on his side. It is an interesting timeline, I think.
And yet you said they didn't talk about politics at all.
They kept it very unpolitical. So, I mean, it's great in the sense that if you're not a conservative and you don't watch him, then it kind of, humanizes him in a way. You're not seeing him for his political views. You're just seeing him as a person. But it is weird. That's your shtick. You have a political leaning show. So why not talk about politics?
You know, when we were doing our celebrity contest, I got a couple of DMs from people that were going to force us into making a decision on that. Some said that they could have Bernie Sanders call in. I got a couple of calls from people or DMs from people that said they had connections to Donald Trump, right? Luckily, we didn't have to make that decision at all, right? But, I mean, those are the questions that you have to ask yourself.
Exactly. And some really tough news as well, stuff that came out about Kelly Clarkson's ex-husband this weekend is absolutely tragic. So we had already known that Kelly Clarkson was going through something because she had this residency in Vegas and then she delayed it. But we weren't under the impression that this had anything to do with her personal life. But her ex-husband, Brandon Blackstock, has passed away, and that has led her to pretty much postponing her show indefinitely. She's like, I got to be here for my kids. That's the most important thing. Kelly Clarkson, I don't think she really needs the money anyway, but I know that is disappointing to see. If you did have plans to go out to Vegas and see Kelly Clarkson and know, A, you're not going to get to see her, but B, for such a tragic and heartbreaking reason too, knowing you're going to get your money back probably from the tickets, but also not getting to do what you were expecting to do to get to see your idol, Kelly Clarkson.
Am I messing up my celebrities here? That was a pretty nasty breakup, right?
It was a pretty contentious divorce. Right? I can't remember the specific details, but I do remember they didn't end things on good terms. And I think he got a pretty lucrative alimony payout. So whatever happened behind closed doors, I don't have specific details on, but I do remember it being very contentious.
But the fact that she dropped everything to be there for his passing from cancer and to be there to support her kids, that's how you live right. Mm-hmm. And my heart just goes out to those kids.
Oh my God. And for it to be such a public thing too. Mm-hmm. It's already tough losing a parent, but then also to have it be a headline news thing. You're going to see it on Instagram. You're going to see it on TikTok, and you're going to see people chiming in with their opinions that you really don't need. So my heart goes out to that family, and I hope that Kelly and her kids are doing okay. All right. For more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
This is the Burt Show. Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at chumbacasino.com.